You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes! This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing. Amen. To see you. The Lord's a blessed one, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. We are blessed. Amen. Somebody needs to profess that right now. Hallelujah. Say, I am blessed. And my situation doesn't determine whether or not I'm blessed. People don't determine whether or not I'm blessed. Feelings that feel like I'm not blessed don't determine whether or not I am blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. You are blessed. I feel like the Lord is speaking that to us, even in this moment, that you are blessed. Amen. And as we come into this hour of spirit and truth, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord put on my spirit prayer. Amen. I want to have my studies and prepare a message, but God said prayer. That's what he wants. That's what he wants us to enter into. Amen. And what a blessing it is to know what the Lord desires, and we are able to give the Lord what he desires. Amen. As he gives us what we desire. Come on, somebody. Yes. Did we pick that up? That as we give the Lord what he so desires, he is giving us what we desire, those desires that are on our hearts as we align ourselves with Christ Jesus, and it's according to his will. Amen. Amen. And his will is that we prosper, and his will is that we be in good health. And his will, amen, is that we come into wholeness, spiritual wholeness, mental wholeness, physical wholeness, emotional wholeness, financial wholeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So will you join me in this time? And even as we are going to be in this place of prayer, please send, if you have prayer requests, send them. Make them known. Amen. Hallelujah. My email is thankyoujesuswithmika@gmail.com. Make your requests known. And I'll join my faith with your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I believe that with God, all things are possible. As we are preparing ourselves to enter into this place of prayer, I believe that the miracles, signs, and wonders that God showeth forth in the Bible is the same God we serve. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this until the Lord returns. Amen. And so the miracles that we read about, the powers of God, is the same powers that are available to us today as we walk with God, as we humble ourselves at the feet of Christ, as we do as Romans 12 tells us to do, and to present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. That's saying, not my will, but thine will be done. And as we continue to do that daily, sometimes hourly, yes, hourly, moment by moment. That as we deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's enter this place of prayer. We're already in this place. Amen. We're already in the will of God right now. Amen. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So let's enter in with a worship. Hallelujah. Father God, we worship you. Can we just say that together? Lord God, we worship you. Lord God, I exalt you. Lord God, although I came and I'm simply looking at a Facebook Live or listening to Amen on LA Talk Radio or whatever the natural circumstances of that led me to this moment. This moment is orchestrated by you. And so here we are, Father God. Here we are to worship you. Here we are, O God, to hear from you. Here we are, O God, to become more like you. Here we are, Lord God, seeking your help and your guidance. We declare right now that you are the Alpha and Omega, that you are the great I Am, that you are Yahweh, that you are I Am that I Am, that you are Yeshua HaMashiach, you are Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer, you are our shepherd, you are Jehovah Ra'a. We thank you, O God, hallelujah. You are the Almighty One. You are, hallelujah, the way maker. You are, Lord God, our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our salvation, hallelujah. You are, Karebashaya, the Omniscient One, the All-Knowing One. You are the Omnipotent One, the All-Powerful One. You are, hallelujah. You are the Omnipresent One, Lord God. You are the one that is with us, that although there's distance between us in this moment, amen, you are with each and every single one of us. Emmanuel. God is with us and God is with you. Hallelujah. And some of us, maybe all of us, maybe just one of us, I don't know, but some of us, come on, maybe feeling like it doesn't feel like God is with me. And in this moment, hallelujah, you are hearing, as you are hearing the sound of my voice, know that God is with you. God is with us. So we thank you, O God, and we send the praise out on this day. And as we send the praise, we also seek repentance, Lord God. And we ask that you forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. And God, we, hallelujah, want to turn away from those things that you find displeasing, oh God, because we even know. We know what it's like to be in a relationship of any kind, work relationship, a personal relationship, family relationship, in what's being offered and what's being served is displeasing. Amen. Even when you go to a restaurant, I don't want to be displeased. Amen. Hallelujah. And when I receive that which I ordered, that which I requested. Ooh, hallelujah. And so as we are so, we can be so focused on our own self, and we can get so me-oriented, but hallelujah, let us be God-oriented. Let us seek to please God in this season. Let us seek to obey God. Hallelujah. Let us seek to please God. Did I say that already? Well, then we need to say it again. Let us seek to please God. Somebody say, I'm seeking to please you, oh God. My desire is to please you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That as we are focused on pleasing God, amen, somebody, hallelujah. I believe because God is a reciprocator. Matter of fact, God gives us more than what we give unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will pour out unto us, and he will pour out, amen, into your life that which is pleasing to you as we are pleasing unto God. Hallelujah. 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 And even in this moment, some of us, depending on where we are in the maturation of our relationship with Christ Jesus, may not even understand this. But I suggest to you to give over to, amen, a worship and a praise and a committing and a prayer of seeking God and pleasing God, and watch what God does in your life, and watch what God does internally in your internal life, and watch what God does in your external life, and watch what God does in your family life, and watch what God does in your financial life, and watch what God does in your business life, and watch what God does in your ministry life, and watch what God does in your career life, and watch what God does, hallelujah, in your marriage life, and watch what God does in your health life, and watch what God does in your spiritual life, hallelujah, and watch what God does in your vision life, come on somebody, and watch what God does in your hearing life, amen, hallelujah. That I'm talking about perspective, and I'm talking about understanding, and I'm talking about wisdom, amen, and watch what God does, come on somebody say, and watch what God does with me. Ooh, hold on, I have to get a little something situated, readjust it, and watch what God does with me. And watch what God does in those hard places in my heart. And watch what God does with my past. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. And watch what God does. Again, I'm hearing with me. That he'll surprise us. Hallelujah. As he reveals who we are, even to ourselves, revealing of gifts and talents, even to ourselves. We could be operating even out of insecurities and insecurities, saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough. And watch what God does. Hallelujah. And watch what God does. So God, here we are. So God, here we are. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Who has a need today? Hallelujah. Father God, We're coming boldly to the throne of grace. And even as I hear myself saying, we're coming boldly to the throne of grace, I also hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's time that we ask for the impossible. It's time that we ask boldly. It's time, hallelujah, Reba Shaya, that we seek in such a fashion of knowing that all things are possible. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter how long we've been in a condition. And it doesn't matter how difficult or impossible or how over it seems. It's not difficult for God, and it's not impossible for God. And God says, and it's not over. Hallelujah. So God, we come boldly to the throne of grace right now that we may find mercy. Hallelujah. And obtain grace in this time of need that we have, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for providing. I thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for providing on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you for satisfying the needs, hallelujah, the financial needs on this day, and the employment needs on this day, hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for providing the help needs, whatever help that's needed that we need, oh God. I thank you for providing it. We thank you. Somebody say, I thank you for providing it on this day, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Even in that, we hear the Holy Spirit speaking the answer. The Lord will provide. Amen, somebody. The Lord will provide. Come on. The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. I feel like this just God really iterating that to us. The Lord, I will provide. And so God, we thank you for providing, oh God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sending relief. We thank you, oh God, for sending help. We thank you, oh God, for your favor. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy. Mercy that causes us to see. Mercy that causes us to know which way to go. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for taking us by our hand in those paralyzed places, those stagnant places, those fearful places, oh God, telling us to arise, take up thy mat and walk. Oh God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, that where we've been stagnant or dormant, you are tickling those places and agitating those places and causing us to walk and causing us to move. Oh God, hallelujah, right now we thank you, oh God, for that which we've been waiting for, that the wait has come to an end. That manifestation is here. God, I thank you for a boldness to do what you are calling us to do, what it is, that which is on our heart to do. God, we say thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. Hallelujah. For sending peace into our homes and peace in our minds and peace in our hearts and peace in our soul. And God, we thank you for restoring our soul right now in the name of Christ Jesus. God, hallelujah, we thank you that your spirit is breaking out, hallelujah, and causing fires, hallelujah, in the hearts and the homes of all that are hearing, are under the sound of my voice even right now. God, we thank you for healing, for your healing grace. Come boldly. The Bible says we just read, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Well, God, some of us, all of us, many of us, one of us, we need your healing grace, oh God. And so we thank you right now for your healing grace. We thank you, oh God, for a fresh anointing. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for healing in our limbs and healing in our mind and healing in our hearts and healing in our souls, oh God, and healing in the workplace and healing in our relationships and healing, hallelujah, in our hearts and in our finances and healing, oh God. Oh, Labashaya, we thank you for a rain of healing in this time and healing to everyone that needs it as they are hearing this. I thank you, oh God, for the reminder and encouragement that you are healer. You are Jehovah Rafika. You are, hallelujah, healer. And so we thank you, oh God, for healing on this day. And God, I thank you for faith on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for faith, mountain moving faith. The Bible says that it is impossible to please God without faith. I hear the Lord even speaking to us today. Hallelujah. That how are you going to acquire it? By faith. How, hallelujah, are you going to know the way? By faith. Come on, somebody. How are you going to see the impossible be possible? By faith. How do you wait as you have prayed and you're waiting for the transaction to be completed? By faith. How do you wait when you're waiting on the when you're waiting for good news and you don't know what the outcome is going to be? I hear by faith. I hear a positive outcome. I hear a favorable outcome. Come on, by faith. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By faith. How are you going to see the desires come to pass? By faith. What is by faith? By faith is obeying God. By faith is obeying God and not the way of the world, the way of your industry, the way of your family, the way that people say you should go. By faith is obeying God. Hallelujah. By faith is obedience. By faith is quick in the moving, in the responding. Yes, Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus. By faith is us getting out of the way and getting into God's way and allowing God to lead us and allowing what God is speaking to us, allowing that to be, amen, the guiding force and the deciding factor and the dictator. Hallelujah. By faith. By faith. By faith. I want to read something. I want to read something as the Holy Spirit puts on my spirit. So I'm turning to it because this is not planned. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going by the Spirit right now. So I'm turning to Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews. And I'm going to read. Amen. It's Hebrews chapter 11, and it's like the hall of fame of faith. Come on, we in the football season. Come on, we in the sports season. We know what it is to be in the hall of fame. You enter into the hall of fame when you've had great success. Come on, when you've overcome a great many obstacles and persevered and endured, come on, and saw victory after victory. Amen. Come on, somebody. That victory, it comes with overcoming. Victory comes with some challenges. Hallelujah. Faith comes with some testing of God. Amen. Will you? I'm reminded of even right now, Abraham. Which we're about to speak about, because he's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Honor Roll of Faith. But since I just brought him up, hold on, we still going to chapter 11 of Hebrews. Don't lose that one. Matter of fact, you don't even have to turn to it. Write it down. You can turn to it later in your own study. Somebody say study. Look, Hebrews. Genesis chapter 2. Listen to this real fast. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. God did tempt Abraham and said, that tempt is a testing. Come on, somebody, it's testing. And he said unto him, Abraham, and Abraham said unto God, behold, here I am, present. Come on, when God calls your name, here I am. What you want me to do? I'm going. I'm saying yes. What you have me to leave? I'm leaving. I'm saying yes. What you want me to stop? I'm stopping. I'm saying yes. What you want me to start? I'm starting. I say yes. What you want to do that I'm not doing? I say yes. What you want to stop doing that I am doing? I say yes. What you want me to go back to? I say yes. Who you want me to forgive? I say yes. And yes doesn't mean that you're going to have all the feelings of. You may have the feelings of no. I say yes. I command, hallelujah, my body, my mind. I command myself to obey. I say yes. Those feelings, you just gonna have to catch up. You're gonna have to catch up. Amen. Somebody say, you're gonna have to catch up. Okay? You're gonna have to catch up. Because you're not gonna have me regressing. My feelings will not have me handicapped in regressing. You just gonna have to catch up. Come on, somebody. So, and it came to pass, after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am, here I am. And he said, take now thine son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. He went to your son, to not your only son, which it's the weight of the thing is getting a little bit heavier. Then he went from thy only son to whom thou lovest. A little bit heavier, right? A little bit more attached to this thing. Revealing of how close it is and how important it is to you. And he said, now take your son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Look at that. Hallelujah. There was no questioning from Abraham. None. He said, take thy son. Abraham rose up early in the morning. That's as soon as he could. Okay, let's go. Come on. Come on, Isaac, my son, my only son. Come on, Isaac, that whom I love. We got a meeting with God. God want to do something. God want to meet us this somewhere. I gotta take this test, and I'm about to pass this test. Amen. And my feelings ain't gonna stop me from passing this test. Amen. And even my wife noticed that he didn't say nothing to Sarah about it. My people ain't gonna keep me from passing this test. Amen. My past ain't gonna keep me from passing this test. My financial situation, when I look at my bank account, is not gonna keep me from passing this test. What society says, and it's not going to keep me from passing this test. What my industry says, amen, in the way of success, that's not going to keep me from passing this test. My own logic and rationale. Wait, come on, I want to try to understand this. It's not going to keep me from passing this test. Because God, if he knows that we're standing on logic and we base everything on logic, and logic is a solid place for me, it's a comfort place, he may speak an instruction in the illogical place. Nothing is going to keep me from passing this test. So now, come on. So he doesn't. I think we might flip back to that. But I just wanted to point that out. That's just one. That's just one. Go to Genesis and read it. Somebody say study. Read. You'll hear, you'll read how Abraham followed God no matter what the cost. No matter what the cost. Come on. And sometimes it's a great cost. It's expensive to follow the Lord. Come on, somebody. It gets a little bit pricey. Okay, Ann. Come on. Because in the material world, amen, hallelujah, and we know we are able to buy some expensive and to kind of show off a little bit. We don't mind spending that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What about spiritually? What about our relationship with God? No matter the cost, Lord. No matter what I have to spend, Lord. No matter what I have to pay, Lord. No matter what I have to leave, Lord. No matter, hallelujah, what I fear, Lord. Nothing is going to stop me from passing my test. So God spoke. He said, here I am. God revealed what he wanted. Come on. It's not just us all the time revealing what we want. It's about hearing from God what he desires. What he wants in us being his people, complying to what he wants, what he desires. Let's read the Hall of Fame of Faith. Will you be in the Hall of Fame of Faith? Come on, somebody. Will you be? Will you be? Will you be? Will you be in the Hall of Fame of Faith? Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to start at verse 1. Since God has us at this place of faith. Because also, nope, let's read first because I'm getting excited. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is real. Amen. It's substance. It's evidence. This is the substance that I want to be consuming. Come on. This is the substance. Hello. We know that there's substances that people, we, me, all, we run to, we engage in, we partake in, amen, we abuse to make us feel a certain type of way, escape from, deal with, cope with, hallelujah. Faith is the substance, amen. This is the substance, hallelujah, of good. This is the substance, hallelujah, that bringeth forth, produces fruit in reward. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hello. That things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Mm. So Enoch did not even see, he did not even see death. God just took him, said, come on, let's go. That his testimony was he pleased God. Come on, this is we're already right now talking impossible. When is the last time you heard of somebody that just skipped over death? Right? What kind of things that can happen and are available to us, amen, that God is withholding, and you only get into that secret place by living a life that pleases him and having a heart that pleases him and a desire that pleases him. Is our numero uno desire to please God, or is our numero uno desire to be the best at whatever our profession is, and be the smartest and be the wisest and be the most talented and be the most beautifulest, amen, and be the most funniest and be the most influential? What is our numero uno desire? Because then I ask, if that's our number one desire, to be the richest and the most famous, then why? Why is that my number one desire? Why? Is it about me? Or is it about Jesus? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There's two. So far in that which we have just read, two things that's being highlighted is when talking about Enoch, that his testimony was that he pleased God. Remember at the beginning of our time together, I revealed that the Holy Spirit said, I want prayer. Amen. And we're in that place of prayer as now God is speaking to us about how we ought to be in this season, in this faith. And in order for me to operate in faith, I got to stay in that prayer place. I can't dip out. Amen. And then now too, it says that it's impossible to please him without faith. Hallelujah. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, hallelujah, that he is Savior, that he is Lord. If you accepted him as Lord and Savior, hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord. And even if you are looking for the opportunity in the moment, let this be the opportunity in the moment and say, Lord God, I repent. I accept you as Lord and Savior. I declare that you are Lord and Savior. I want to walk by faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, check, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That he is a rewarder that diligently seek him every day, all day, every night, sometimes all night, maybe not even sometimes, all night. So, Lord God, even as we're reading scripture, even as we're reading that which you breathe out, we thank you that we hear you, Holy Spirit, that is by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's not by my finances. It's by faith. It's not by how fabulous we are. It's by faith. It's not by, hallelujah, that which is causing us to be so frantic. It's by faith. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Again, we're talking about impossibilities. Before this time of Noah building the ark, and we're coming to a close, amen. But before this time of Noah building the ark, there was no rain. They didn't even know what that was. Rain, what's that? What you talking about? It hadn't rained on the earth yet. This is first time things. By faith, we're going to see, experience some first times. No one in my family ever, I didn't even know that this was possible. Come on! By faith! By faith, we are in the space, amen, that whisper space. Come on, that means I'm just close, I'm drawing near. Bible says, draw near to God and he draws near to us. That as I draw near, I'm in the whisper space, that I can just whisper. I can just whisper. And even now, like as I whisper, what are you going to do? You're going to try to turn up your phone, turn up the volume, or get close? That makes us want to get closer, amen, to hear what God is saying. And by faith, Noah was warned of judgment that's coming. By faith, we are warned, amen. Don't go in that direction. Don't go there. Don't hang out with them people. Don't go to that thing tonight. Follow that unction that we get, amen. Obey it by faith. As I'm pleasing God. Oh, no, I'm not going there. Even though it looks fun and it seems innocent and everything's going to be fair. Holy Spirit, something is telling me go home. Something is telling me to sit still. Something is telling me to fight for my marriage. Something is telling me, hallelujah, to give a break to this friendship. Something is telling me to keep not, to don't quit. Something is telling me that something is Christ Jesus. That something is the Holy Spirit. That something is the faith. Speaking to us. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, if he tried to process off of his own logic and his own understanding, he would have missed it and he would have drowned in a flood too. By faith, calls us to walk on what other people are drowning on. Hello, Peter. In the Synoptic Gospels, when he saw Jesus on the waters in the midst of a storm, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. By faith, not by what I see with my natural eyes, not by what I hear with my natural ears, not by what is spoken by the natural mouth, not by the natural, by faith. And he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And we're going to stop there right now. Noah became heir of righteousness. So for Enoch, he just lightly, I'm just going to skip over that thing called death. Amen. God's just going to carry me over that, that I don't even have to see death to be and be translated unto God, because my testimony is one that pleases God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That by faith, even Abel still speaking, even though the unfortunate happened to him, he was still heard. And I hear the Lord saying, even though some injustices and some unfortunates happen to you, you're still being heard, and I'm still responding to you. By faith, I believe. By faith, hallelujah. Children of God, people of God, brothers and sisters of God, sons and daughters of God, by faith is how you're going to excel. By faith is how you're going to walk in that new position. By faith is how you're going to acquire that role. By faith, amen, is how you're going to meet your kingdom partner. By faith, hallelujah, is how you're going to go to the next level of success. By faith, hallelujah, is how you're going to enter into your purpose. Or people are like, where did she come from? Where did he come from? By faith. By faith. By faith, a people are going to rise up and a nation is going to rise up that's sold out to seeking and pleasing God. And some of those issues, amen, and some of those problems and some of those proclivities and some of those tendencies and some of that evilness is going to take care of itself, because we stop seeking self and stop seeking, hallelujah, selfish things and selfish ways, and we are pleasing God. I'm pleasing God in this season. And then I don't care, amen, hallelujah, if I have no notoriety, let my notoriety be that of pleasing God. Let my fame be that of pleasing God. Let my riches be that of pleasing God. Hallelujah. And as we said in that place, I believe that God is going to promote us. God is promoting us. God is healing us. God is blessing us. God is increasing us. God is causing us to prosper. God is giving us good success. God is giving us favor. God is opening up doors. Amen. God is moving mountains. God is advocating for us. God is rendering justice. Say amen. God is speaking on our behalf. God is, hallelujah, redeeming. God is delivering. God is breaking bondage and that thing of addiction that has us gripped. God is breaking that, hallelujah, as I please Christ Jesus, as I seek Christ Jesus, as I keep doing it and I keep doing it and I keep doing it and I keep doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is by faith giving us the keys. God is by faith causing us to sign the contract. God is by faith in the name of Christ Jesus. In the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha. Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem. Lecha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Yes! By faith, we thank you, oh God, that you are answering our prayers and moving supernaturally. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.